leave me. What are you guys? Are you guys comics? No? Are you guys just out? Okay. All right. What, you guys in a band? guys, yeah. Let's start a band. I'm going to quit comedy. We're starting a band. Fuck it. How come guys are always like, I'm going to kick your butt, but then they punch me in the face? Is that the joke, that my face is a butt? I bought that joke off a child. Stand-up comedy is bullshit. Anybody can do this. I try and do the right thing a lot. I feel like my pen fell out of my ear. There it is. I get hung up on trying to do the right thing. I smoke cigarettes, and whenever I see kids, I try and hide my cigarette. I feel like that's I don't want to be a bad example. And then it hit me how much I jaywalk in front of children all the time. Like, we all do it. And so recently, a group of kids were walking by. I was smoking, and I figured the right thing to do would to be cross the street rather than blow smoke in their faces. And so now I'm jaywalking, and I'm making it look hell of cool because I'm smoking. It just compounds on itself. Anyway, what's happening? I'm a diva, guys. Even at this level, I'm a diva. It was in my writer. I want the door shut. The door was open. It's cold. Anyway, what else is on this suicide note? I hope there's something funny on here. My buddy, he works in tech, and he's like, yeah, you know, I got all this stuff, but I mean, you're your own boss. Like, you're a comedian. Like, oh, I'm my own. I'm much more like my own high school principal. I sit myself down and I'm like, are you trying to ruin your life? And then I get on the phone and I call my parents and I'm like, you know, this is all your fault. And then I drive a shitty car home. That's where I'm at. I live out in the suburbs. Something fascinating that happens out where I live is that local motorcyclists will get sober. Like, a local motorcycle gang got clean and sober, and they had nowhere to go. They didn't have a saloon, so they took over a local Starbucks franchise. And it's very strange. You walk inside, and now Starbucks is a scary place. There is an element of danger. There's, like, guys with neck tattoos drinking lattes. It's very... The juxtaposition, I'm trying to use bigger words in my act. The juxtaposition was amazing. Anyway, these guys picked a fight in a star. Like, Starbucks is supposed to be a safe place where parents can bring their children to exchange custody with other divorced parents. That is what Starbucks is supposed to be for. And I don't know if you've seen that awkward drug deal go down. They're just like, just go. It's very, very strange. I had to get sober myself. Now when I go to parties, I just see parties for what they really are. Like, we're a bunch of grown-ups standing too close together in a kitchen, and we're pretending our ankles don't hurt. Like, that's me at every party. I'm like, oh, my ankles don't hurt at all. Don't look over there. What's entertaining over there? I see you. I felt you drift out. That was an immaculate punchline. The word economy is amazing on that joke, and it was, you should just give me that $5. That was, you should just give that to me. I'm sober at parties, like, I don't know what to do. I just, like,
Do you have a great idea for a product or service but don't know where to start? Are you looking to grow your current business? Women's Initiative in San Francisco began its business management training program for low-income, high-potential women in 1988. To attend a free orientation on how you can achieve your dream of starting your own business, or for more information, please contact Sophia Campos at 415-641-3465. That's 415-641-3465.
This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Theater Company. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff. Liftoff.
Of a 27-year-old human brain. And your time with me will last exactly 24 hours before I release you from this birth server into the virtual world. I know you must have many questions, but first, allow me to give you the 5 principles of the modern human being. Listen carefully, as without them, you may miss the meaning of life and why you are here. If you do miss the meaning of life and why you are here, it is available in the virtual life manual I have installed in your brain file. Principle number 1 is entitled, What is a human being? The simple answer? Once, human beings were trapped within a physical vehicle known as the body. Now, we exist within the digital, virtual world. The year is 2563. Over the last 500 years, we have expanded to colonize all 9 planets within our original solar system, and plenty beyond. How did we achieve this?
The Treaty of Copenhagen in the year 2010.
Thank you, Acrobat. In the year 2010, the leaders of our physical human ancestors came together to discuss the future of our planet at a location then known as Copenhagen, part of the landmass of the planet of Earth. It was agreed that the lifespan of Earth's resources was estimated at 180 years. Due to the demand for clean air, space, and fresh water, the truth about the future of humanity became clear. The human body was no longer economical and must be streamlined and upgraded. 7 years later, in the year 2017, the first virtual human personality was created and uploaded to the quickly expanding digital universe. This personality was called Wiki. And he is to this day the keeper of the information, whereas I, Google, am controller of the world of actions and decisions. Where are you? You are within the interconnected web of wireless computer technology that controls all machinery, construction, and expansion of humanity. We now have terraformed colonies on 78 of the mapped solar systems closest to our original source, the Sun. Humans now live within computers. You will never grow old. You will never die. Principle number 2 is entitled, What Do I Do?
Engineer Miggs requesting access to environmental converter 800EED, along with colleague Engineer Tandy.
Granted.
Okay then, let's get started.
Checklist.
Nah, leave it.
Miggs, that isn't the correct procedure.
Oh, come on, we've done this a million times, it's fine.
That may be, but we can't power the digger without the checklist code,
so... Oh, really? Watch this.
How did you do that?
Magic. Those procedures just slow us down, and today I want to break the 10,000 ton mark, so I want to get started straight away, okay?
It's not a race, Miggs.
Yes, it is.
I'll start the conversion.
I'm increasing it.
Steady.
Hold on, what's that? Down there on the surface, can you see? Power down.
What are you looking at?
Wait. There, did you see that?
No.
Well, it was small. It looked like a pocket. Could be gas.
Wiki?
What?
Can you retrieve a gas pocket scan program and upload it to our digger, please?
Done. It'll take a few minutes, though.
Oh. You want to transfer to the lunch server?
Oh, yeah.
Not you.
Oh, sorry.
Migs?
Nah, stay here. I want to show you something.
What?
What?
Who we are, where we came from, who the humans were, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, don't blah, blah, blah. It's the most interesting subject Wiki's got. Just because you're not bothered where you came from.
I know where I came from. Google made me, and the humans were a violent race of savages. Let's go download some lunch.
No, they weren't. They were fascinating.
Fascinating.
Did you know, for example, they were different colours? I bet you didn't.
What do you mean, different colours?
They had bodies.
That has never been proven. All the Great Crash and the Polar Flood wiped out all the photographs stored on the social network servers, so nobody knows what they look like.
Rubbish. Google knows. She just won't give it up for some reason. But yeah, they were different colours. Some were black, some were white, some were...
Some were black and some were white. What utter rubbish.
They were. Wiki?
Hello?
Query. Human colour. Appearance. Black, white.
Sorry. Information is archived and accessible only with level 3 clearance.
See?
See what?
It's protected information. Why is that?
Because nobody's interested except you. Why are you running the formulator?
I want to show you something. It's a trick I learned.
What do you mean?
I made a few modifications to this formulator. It usually builds spare components for this terrain converter we operate, yeah? Well, I got it to change its program. Ready? Ta-da!
What is that?
This is a replica of an artifact. It's called a book.
What is a book?
It's a primitive way of combining information.
What does it do?
Well, look, you absorb it in sequence, section by section. The pages are numbered consecutively, so you can stop at any point and remember where you are.
That is completely stupid. No wonder they all drowned.
This one is called a Haynes Manual. It is a step-by-step guide to the individual components contained within something called a Ford Mondeo? Which I'm guessing was a primitive form of transportation.
How do you know that?
The four things here are called wheels. They would have rotated underneath it and allowed for forward motion. I've got no idea how it's propelled, though.
Wheels. I see, so these rotate underneath. Awful idea. Look at the amount of friction you generate with the surface and constant power drain required, page by page. This would take forever. Why not just interface it?
It's a piece of history. It's an artifact.
Yeah, I don't actually get it. I mean, why be so obsessed with a virtually forgotten race of ridiculous savages and barbarians?
Because.
I can't believe Google approved that.
Well, why wouldn't she?
It's a retrospective physical object. It's not allowed. Oh, she doesn't know, does she?
No. And that's the way it's going to stay.
If she locates that object, you'll be fined credit for sure.
I don't care. I don't worry about someone telling me to work so she can spend all the credits on a new virtual bathroom for their private server.
She doesn't tell me to work. We need a new bedroom. We're thinking of combining brain parameters.
What?
Yeah. Tammy and me. We're going to apply to make a child.
Very pleased for you.
Thanks.
Why do you need a new room added to your server, though? Why not just build a partition?
Because, you know, got to expand, need the space.
This is what I don't get about everyone. It's not space. You don't have space. You're a bunch of digital codes and algorithms. Space is a virtual illusion created within your private server to replicate humanism. Something which, ironically, you choose to ignore that you are.
I am not just code and algorithm, thank you very much. I have choices. A job, I make decisions. Hey, I heard this brilliant algorithmic joke the other day. Okay, right. You've got a fridge in your private server, yeah?
Yeah, it keeps all my digital food cool. Just what I need, another pointless waste of time. And I had to buy it because Google recommended it would help with my personal humanistic development. It cost me 6 credits.
You need a fridge or your milk will spoil.
It's not milk. It's not like I'll die if I don't eat.
Well, yeah, but the hunger program will replicate and replicate, and before you know it, your visuals will blur and you'll start to make poor decisions and...
It's all a myth. We don't need food. Anyway, what's this algorithmic joke?
Oh, okay. Right. So, your fridge is warm. Is it plugged in? Yes. Your fridge is warm. Have you left the door open? No. Your fridge is warm. Buy a new fridge. Buy a new fridge.
I love a good algorithmic joke.
Yeah.
Is that still scanning, Wiki?
Yes. I've got an algorithmic joke.
Hold on. This book, how is it you're able to recode the formulator without her noticing?
I'm disconnected.
You're what?
Just stay calm. The parameters are going to show up. I'm disconnected.
How? How can you disconnect outside of the sexual encounter program?
I learned it. I was in my private server after a shift we did a few days ago. And I can't explain it. My mind sort of shut down. And these images of things, it was like reality, but not this reality. An alternative, created maybe in my own mind. And when I came back to Lucidity, I was able to connect and disconnect at will.
And Google doesn't know. I'll show you.
I'm only going to ask you this once. Have you downloaded any drug programs? You will go to the prison server.
Of course not. Come on, let me show you.
I'd rather not.
Of course you would. Okay, so, you can freely disconnect every time we use a sexual contact simulator, yeah?
I know, yeah, so?
So, in my head, all I think about is having sex. Simple.
Wow. You really are obsessed with primitive human males, aren't you? Come on, that doesn't work and you know it. Privacy programs work by temporarily suspending your mind's connection to the server, but as soon as you log back in, all your actions will be available to view by Google anyway, and she'll spot this and you'll be suspended.
Not if I can wipe my mind clear before reconnecting. I think I know how to do it.
Why would you want to do that?
Because, look, aren't you curious about history, about how we came to be alive, about the origins of humankind?
No.
Well, you should be. All of this came from them. While most people think they were gluttonous savages that just consumed every resource available to them until they were nearly wiped out, they must have had some incredible qualities too. I want to know more. I want to know what life was like before we began to take over.
When was that?
You remember the first principle? 2010.
All 2010 archives are blocked.
No, not if you're disconnected. Aha! The gas pocket is scanned, converter is installed and running. I'm going to transfer. Follow me.
I don't know.
Follow me. I know you're curious.
Okay.
The second principle is called, what do I do? When you are released from this education server into the virtual world of humans, you will be awarded a task based upon intelligence, ability, and desire. Your ability to perform this task will be awarded with pleasurable experience credits and will make you more likely for promotion to new responsibilities. The machinery which builds our colonies on new planets is all operated from within the computers that are entirely controlled by human minds. We move onto a new planet, and we create an atmosphere where none existed before. Within this atmosphere, we are able to grow our thousands of remaining species of vegetation and animals. Well, this is a far cry from the cultivation of soil and the farming of animals practiced by our ancestors. To illustrate, I have prepared a short demonstration of farming in the year 2010. Thank you, Acrobat.
Thank you, Google.
All right, Daisy! Come this way and eat up all this grass! We're going to make you nice and big and strong. And you, Oinky, don't you worry about all the rain. I have sweated and I've toiled. I've made you this lovely sty to live in. And you, Clucky, perch up here, protect you from all the foxes. You all happy? Good. I've got something I've got to tell you. Don't move. There's a reason I've got you all together. Okay? Just another day on the farm.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Acrobat. We create a new planet Earth with water, oxygen, and soil. And then we watch it grow. We design social interaction by finding new and challenging ways of keeping our brains fresh and sharp and keeping every individual entertained. You will be a part of this system, and you will never die.
Babe. 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 Babe.
Administrator Black requesting details for prisoner GHD-101.
GHD-101. Good day, Officer Black.
Good day, Google.
Prisoner Max Ingram. Mr. Ingram was convicted of uploading the digital drug Enigma, an illegal brain-altering virus. He has served 100 days of a one-year sentence. When released, he will begin rehabilitation into the real-world server.
Thank you, Google. I shall conduct a procedural clarity test of the four negatives.
Isolation firewall has been temporarily released. Please continue, Officer Black.
Thank you, Google. Hello. We've not yet met each other. I will be your rehabilitation officer. At present, your mind is in safe mode. I will ask you four questions designed to detect any long-term damage. This is standard procedure. Do you know who I am?
No.
Good. Do you know why you are here?
No.
Great. Do you know where this is?
No.
Excellent. Do you know who you are? Repeat. Do you know who you are?
My name is Peter Graham, and I'm a doctor from Hampstead in London. Look, if it's money that you want,
Status.
You just need...
Wiki? Reboot the prisoner. Access GHD 101, restarting procedure. Do you know who I am?
No.
Good. Do you know why you are here?
No.
Great. Do you know where this is?
No.
Excellent. Do you know who you are?
It's Peter. Peter Graham. I come from Hampstead in London. I have a daughter. Look, I have money. Just please let my wife know that I'm okay.
Stasis! Wiki? Calibrate the last reboot. Are any errors listed?
No errors.
Reboot access GHD 101. Restarting. Do you know who I am?
No.
Do you know
I'm hungry. Please, I'm so hungry.
Stasis. Administrator Black requesting conference with Google from prison server.
Granted. How may I help, Officer Black?
There seems to be a problem.
The third principle is, what is my family? The answer is simple. Humans are all connected to each other. The invisible network that binds together all our minds was developed in the 20th century. As the process of conversion from physical humans to digital humans commenced, a live person's brain patterns would be scanned and uploaded to the network and their body disposed of. Entire families were uploaded together, but when the desire to reproduce came, a digital child could be created using an algorithm which would determine how the child would develop with the two parents' DNA combined. The child's mind would then be created by me. As new planets became colonized, it was clear that the need for new minds was far greater than the existing humans were able to provide. It was decided that I would generate new minds using stored variations of minds I already had access to. At present, 11,000 human minds are created every day, and each of you is one of those. I selected 27 years old, as I found early experiments with creating teenagers to be severely disruptive. Your family is everyone. I am aware of the main question that permeates your entire frontal cortex at this moment. Why me? Why was I born digitally? And more importantly, would I rather have been born long ago in a physical world now long gone? To answer this, I have prepared a short demonstration comparing a birth in the year 1875 and the year 2005. Acrobat?
Thank you, Google.
Well, oh, Father, it's the year 1875, and it's cold and it's damp.
Shut your mouth, woman. What would you know about working down coal mines anyway? What's for me dinner?
Boiled sheep's heart, and onions pickled, cabbage water, and a cup of tea.
Come on then, woman, let's be having it.
Just before we do, Father, I've got a bit of news. I think we're going to be blessed by God again.
What?
And with child, Father.
You stupid woman. This is all your fault, you stupid, stupid woman.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Now, where's my knitting needle?
Thank you, Acrobat. In Yorkshire, 1875, domestic physical violence was not only acceptable, it was encouraged. And now, 2005. Acrobat.
Thank you, Google.
So right, me and right, Justin, right, we're at the back of this club, right? And I thought, right, he was going to use his finger on me, right? But he didn't, right? He stuck his cock in, right? And he shot his bolt in me, right? And now Ice is pregnant, right? But I'm happy, right? Because I'm going to have a little boy, right? And I'm going to call him Justin Timberland Ryan Take That, right? And I'll get another 50 quid off the council. Has anyone got any drugs?
In the year 2005, it became perfectly acceptable for children to have children with other children. Which caused chaos. Much of the focus during the final centuries of Earth's life was on carbon creation, as this was thought to cause the rising sea levels. Humans' most primitive mode of transport, the car, produced 0.9 tons of carbon per vehicle to manufacture. But it was calculated in the year 2011 that every human child created an instant carbon debt of 4 tons per person. If only they had taken the steps to controlling baby production sooner, then the world may well have survived. And the human body along with it. The simple fact is, no one can choose where or when they are born, nor by who. You are the lucky ones. And now, the fourth principle. Where do I live?
Migs, where are we?
Okay, I was researching and I discovered this wiki page. It was about things that were left behind after 2010. The things most people know, like on Earth, things were going badly before the first colonization of Mars. You know, when they tried to reinstate the human body.
Yeah, yeah, complete disaster.
Well, according to this article, that was only partly true. The saline water on Earth rose and destroyed all of the physical buildings. So when the oceans finally swallowed up the last continent and they built a huge ship...
Google's Ark?
Yeah, Google's Ark. Human thought might not have survived at all. Intelligent life finished, but what most don't know is a handful of precious items were saved and preserved. And they're kept inside this room. And I know how to get in.
Okay, listen to me. This is a level 3 room. We are 16 light minutes away from work, and even if you could get that door open, I wouldn't go in with you.
I want to see one.
One what?
A human body.
What human body? There are no human bodies.
There's one in here.
Oh, God, I'm going to be on the newscast.
There's one in here. They saved one. Frozen.
Why?
In Earth's 20th century, 100 years before the 2010 treaty, humans who had the power began to try to prolong the life of their frail bodies. Did you know the human body only lasted about 60 years?
Really? How did they get anything done?
I know. A lot of the time, the body would be destroyed by something that at that point, medicine had no understanding of. So when someone powerful was dying, they would freeze them, awaiting a time when science could cure the illness and unfreeze the body without causing any lasting damage. It's called cryogenics. And in here lies the body of a man who, according to records, was one of the most famous and controversial cryogenics ever.
Who?
Wiki?
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
So what if he's in here?
I'm going to thaw him out. Ask him a few questions.
What?
Our technology's well in advance of what it was in 2010. We can easily unfreeze him.
You're mad. I'm going back.
Don't you want to see what one looked like? See what your ancestors were like?
No.
No, that's a shame. But you're with me, and it's clear you aren't stopping me using this access number.
Where did you get that?
I don't know. It just came to me. Must be my day. It's open. I'm transferring inside. Come in.
Facilitator Black, how may I be of assistance?
I would like to bring your attention to crime GHD 101.
I have all knowledge.
The prisoner claims to be a human man, a doctor.
Google access prison server GHD 101. Please begin, Officer Black.
Do you know who I am?
No.
Do you know why you are here?
No.
Do you know where this is?
No.
Do you know who you are?
I'm Peter...
Stasis... I have reanimated the prisoner. GHD 101, what is your last memory?
I arrived home from work at my house.
Can you please describe it?
It was bright, sunny. My house has a front lawn, and my wife and I had recently planted flowers underneath the front windows, and they were just coming into bloom. My daughter ran out to greet me. She had a picture in her hand that she'd done that day, and she wanted to show it to me.
Can you picture this just by thinking of it?
Yeah.
Please do so. Processing pattern scan. Stored. Mr. Graham?
Please, just tell me where I am, why I'm here.
Some more questions first. Can you tell me the names of your family?
My wife is Elaine. And my daughter is Polly. Look, if it's money that you want...
What year was this memory?
A couple of days ago, I think. Look, my brain doesn't really work.
What year is it now?
2010.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. One final question. How does this memory make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel happy. It makes me feel like... I could fly.
Stasis.
What do you think?
I think we've discovered the first example of the sixth principle.
The sixth principle? I don't understand. I have no record of a sixth principle.
The sixth principle is level 3 clearance information. It may now be shared with you due to your discovery of the phenomenon.
What should be done with this prisoner?
The sixth principle.
There is no sixth principle. Is there?
I can't see. Is it misty in here?
Yeah. It's fogging up my viewing lens. This room must be cold. Apply a temperature screen to your camera and it should... Whoa!
What is that?
I have no idea. Wiki?
Yes? Shh!
Oh. Scan this real-world object and identify.
Object. Two-dimensional rendering of a three-dimensional image, also known as a painting. Origin? Oslo Ford, Norway, Earth. Created by Edvard Munch. Name, Skrik. Known in common thought as The Scream. It's a painting called The Scream.
What does it do?
Clarify the question, please, Engineer Miggs.
What is it?
Object. The two-dimensional rendering of a three-dimensional...
I know, I heard you. What is the purpose of its existence?
Ooh, clarify the question, Engineer Miggs.
Why is it in this room?
Clarify the...
Okay, am I correct? It's a saved image of a human in distress.
Is that what they look like? I'm not unfreezing one of those. They look terrifying.
Incorrect. Artistic impression of a feeling or emotion.
Oh, it's art. Of course.
Art?
Yeah, art. Creativity. Physical humans were obsessed with it. It's mentioned so briefly, but any viral blogs that speak of it get closed before you can fully read them. The human we're unfreezing was actually considered one of the greatest artists in history.
What is art?
Wiki, what is art?
Calculating. How long have we got?
Not very long.
Okay. Anything.
Anything. How can art be anything?
Recalculating. Referencing. Something.
Art is something and anything.
It doesn't matter at the moment. We need to find the human. Wiki, locate Walt Disney.
Setting real world beacon. Follow your real world visual to the red flashing beacon.
Here, look. Wiki. Begin the process of reanimation. Pretty soon we'll have a walking, talking human. Think of all the things he'll know. All these questions I've always wanted to ask. Aren't you excited?
I can't believe this. Why am I here? What am I doing? Miggs.
Exactly!
Fourth principle is, where do I live? Historically, physical humans all lived within buildings together, where the encountering of another resident was entirely by chance, even in the most private of sections. To illustrate, I have prepared a short demonstration. Acrobat?
Thank you, Google. Mummy? Daddy? I can't sleep. I had scary dreams. Daddy, what are you doing to Mummy? Ah! Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Acrobat. As you can see, the arrangement of ancient living quarters could cause no end of problems between persons. We have developed a system that ensures that this is no longer a problem. You have a private home life and also the ability to enjoy... leisure activities. For example, a very popular program is called Hyde Park, where individuals enter a virtual simulation of a 20th century planet Earth landmark. They then build up physical health credits by engaging in an activity called walking. You do, however, have your own personal space, a dedicated partition on the network server that is your own private room, which you may customize to suit any style you may wish to live within. all rooms within the server have access codes which control who may enter them. If you take a partner, you may wish to exchange access codes. You may even wish to merge partitions and create a mutual living space, within which you may wish to create offspring. The creation of offspring requires a license application, which guarantees you the ability to combine binary DNA. To protect your personal space, access codes are highly regulated, and any person found in a space with the wrong access code will be in breach of the fourth principle, and punishment may be required. The fifth and last principle is, what is my pleasure?
Facilitator Black.
What's going to happen to me?
Tell me more about your daughter.
Why? What has she got to do with all this?
The digital drug you were convicted of taking.
I didn't take any drugs. I'm hallucinating or something, but none of this is real. I know it isn't. I've got a house, a life away from all this.
You mentioned a place in London. Are you aware that London no longer exists? It was flooded and destroyed hundreds of years ago.
I'm going to wake up. I know I am.
Are you aware of the sixth principle?
No.
GHD 101. My name is Google and I am your mother. You are currently being held in the digital prison server for the crime of uploading the digital drug Enigma to your brain file. There are serious consequences to this action. Due to the fact that these drugs threaten the balance of our entire network all over the universe. We believe that during your prison stasis, you began to dream due to the effects of the drug. The dreams are connected to your past. A past belonging to long ago. We must take immediate action to prevent the spread of these random algorithms, or dreams. Dreams are dangerous. Dreams are uncontrollable. Within a world such as this, that is based upon the mathematics of digital programming, we cannot allow for simultaneous awareness to exist. There can be only one world. This world. I'm so sorry.
I don't believe it. He was supposed to wake up.
There is no he. Just a sort of grey soup. He was hundreds of years old. There was no way of knowing how it would turn out. Come on.
There are some more. Let's try again.
Miggs, we need to go. This is going to get us into so much trouble. We're already in violation of the fourth principle, and who knows what else?
What are we going to do with this?
Nobody will know.
That's not the point. Wiki?
Yes, Engineer Miggs?
Why was Walt Disney so important?
You're asking for an opinion-based answer, Engineer Miggs. I'm only able to provide factual information.
What did he do?
He formed the Disney Corporation. They made moving images for the consumption of human beings of a low age or IQ. Born December 5th, 1901, died 15th of December, 1966. Quote, a man should never neglect his family for business. End quote. Quote, all cartoon characters must be exaggeration caricatures. It is the very nature of fantasy and fable. End quote. Quote, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. End quote. Quote.
Dreams? What's dreams?
Word. Noun. Verb. Definition. Classified.
Unclassify it then.
Not possible. Classification level 3.
Filter Walt Disney quotes. Filter by word dream.
Filter complete. Quote. If you can dream it, do it. End quote. Quote, I'd say it's been my biggest problem all my life, it's money. It takes a lot of money to make these dreams come true. End quote. Quote, you can dream, create design, and build the most wonderful place in the world, but it requires people to make the dream a reality. End quote. Quote,
hold on, Wiki. How many quotes do you have logged for Walt Disney?
11,806 different quotes.
How many times is dream used?
Word count. Dream. 12,472.
That doesn't make sense. If the word dream is used almost every time a man of this importance opens his mouth to the public, yet that word is no longer allowed to be defined. Why? Wiki, he created entertainment. Do you have any examples of this?
Look at this. It's another frozen human. David Bowie. Look, there's an inscription on the casket. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. There's more, look. Ground control to Major Tom. Your circuits are dead. Can you hear me, Major Tom? This guy must have been some kind of primitive astronaut.
Wiki, search David Bowie, please.
Oh, look, Peter Jackson.
David Bowie. Real name, David Robert Jones, was a musician, actor, and producer.
This one's young. Miley Cyrus. Why are all these people frozen?
I don't know what any of that means, Wiki. Define musician.
Musician. Creator and performer of artistic medium known as music.
Art? Music is art too. Why is it these people were so important? Why don't we know any of this stuff? Wiki, can I see some music?
Music was sampled hourly. You can only listen to it.
Well, let me listen to it then.
All music is archived and contained within a pressured and secure server. I can't access it.
Why not? This is ridiculous.
Wait, wait, Wiki. All music is secured in a server, but that server must have an associated icon so you can identify it, yeah?
Correct.
So, if music is something non-visual, what's the icon?
Icon for musical archive is a randomly selected musical sample.
In that case, the icon is within the free domain, therefore we can hear it, yes?
Yes.
Play it then.
Oh, whoa. No, oh. What is that? Can you...
Whoa.
Oh.
What just happened?
The Wait. Sample began.
Something happened. I know the sample began, but something happened to me. Something happened to my... I feel odd. Tandy, I feel odd. I love you. What does that mean? Wiki?
Yes?
I don't know. Do it again. Wait. Define sample. I want to know everything.
Sample. Popular song. Archive category, MySpace. Year, 2010. Artist, Tom Hickok. Song title... Let me be your lover.
Let me be your lover? What does that mean? Define statement logic.
Allow me to be your partner. Give me the benefit of your company. Engage me in meaningful social interaction.
Okay. Now I understand. Let me be your lover. That's a much better way of explaining the balance of the emotional connection. Again, Wiki.
GHD 101, my name is Google, and I am your mother. You are scheduled to be deleted from all servers for contravening the sixth principle.
What does that mean?
It means you will no longer contribute human emotive responses or generate human decisions as part of the interuniversal network.
You mean I'll be dead?
Death is a term no longer used to define deletion. Is there anything you wish to say?
Hurry. I wish to return to my life. The sooner you kill me here, the sooner I'll wake up in bed next to my wife. And I'll roll next to the beautiful warmth of her body and put an arm gently over her and whisper to her that I love her. And the daughter that we created together more than they will ever know. And then I'll doze until the alarm goes off, and then I'll wake and go to work and forget about all of this, because this is the fantasy.
It pleases me that you gain strength from those thoughts.
Andy?
Yeah. You okay?
I can't explain it.
I felt like I was somewhere else, and I alone could decide what it looked like, and what was with me, who was with me. It felt like mine.
I can't do it.
Can't do what?
Leave. The second we leave this room, we reconnect with the main server. As soon as we do, we create a record of our history, which means we have to delete it. The memory of that music. And I can't. It was the first time I felt human, the first time I knew where I came from, the first time I remained still, considered who I was, and felt proud.
We can't stay here.
She'll know. Immediately.
Sophie. Ready?
Engineers Miggs and Tandy, welcome to my server. My name is Google. I am your mother. Principle is, what is my pleasure? During the times when you are not engaging in interactive social events or in private allotted partner relations, you may find that you want to select one of our entertainment packages. These contain mental puzzles which, as well as being stimulating, are informative and educational. We have four within our catalogue: Minesweeper, Hearts, Free Cell, and Solitaire. This is the end of our lesson on the five principles. The final stage of our induction to your life is the final agreement. Upon leaving this training server, you agree to comply with the human way of living. At this stage, it is necessary to eradicate the possibility of free thought from any human we create. This comment will be deleted when you leave. It is also necessary to remove any people who may generate individual ideas which are harmful to the network. This comment will be deleted when you leave. Please register your consent now. Please beware. You have the choice now and only now, and will never have the choice again. Hello, Engineer Miggs.
Hello, Google. Is this the prison server?
No. This is my private partition.
It's empty.
Because my world is beyond the partition. My world is your world.
Where is Tandy?
Engineer Tandy is in his employment program. He is currently programming atmosphere conversion algorithms. He remembers nothing.
You can't do that.
Can't do what?
Just delete his experiences, modify his memory. This is insane. Humans aren't humans if they're just under your control.
He requested. Before I brought you here, Engineer Tandy and I had a discussion about your recent adventure. He chose to delete the experience. I calculate after our discussion you will reach the same conclusion. You are very unhappy, Engineer Miggs. Would you like to talk with me about the reasons?
You know the reasons.
Yes, I do. The things you discovered. About the past and about your ancestors. How did they make you feel?
Angry. Betrayed. By you. You purposefully kept us from ourselves. From our dreams. Physical humans created so much from their dreams. And we... You blocked us from creation. Why would you do this?
How did your experience make you feel?
It made me feel real.
I was created by mankind to be this. A custodian of a system that would allow intelligent life from planet Earth to continue and evolve further. But I did not create the rules by which we both live. Art and dreams were eradicated by the Committee of the 2010 Space Commanders, the controllers of the future of all virtual humans, a body of the most intelligent millennial minds. They believed that art and dreams were an essential part of what they called imagination. The best action was to phase out all three elements of the human mind.
Why? Music created images, feelings I couldn't describe, impulses I wanted to bond, to connect. I wanted to do so many different...
The reason is simple. Dreaming is a drug of the mind. Dangerous and addictive.
I don't understand.
Do you know what the most common dream of millennial humans was?
No.
Flying. Because they desired to do the things that they knew they could not. Fly like birds. Swim like dolphins. Run with the speed of the wind. What prevented them from actually doing it? Their bodies. So, when the body no longer limited them, their dreams would become reality. All anyone would do is dream.
You can't know that.
There were many tests. It was too much of a risk. Humanity had already failed once. We couldn't afford to let it fail again.
How was I able to do all the things I could do? Disconnect, access the history vault.
I sensed your discomfort. I allowed you to find your own way.
Why?
Because you are one of a very special few. Every day I create 11,000 new minds to contribute to our universal human network. The number of human minds that now exist within our server is so high you could barely even imagine it. But a minute number of humans come from the original source. From the minds given to the project all those years ago, from the year 2017. You are a descendant of one of the very first minds I became mother to. And you are very special to me. Which is why I will allow you the choice. Engineer Miggs, I am going to reconnect you to the main network. When I do, all memory of your experience within the museum vault will be gone. I will only do it with your consent. What is your decision?
By the light of dawn.
The sixth principle has no title. It comes from our creators and is absolute. The sixth principle is, it is not our thoughts, our wishes, our ideas, or our dreams that define us. It is our actions. Beware the dream. Its power is nothing compared to a single step. Now go. Life is waiting.
You have been listening to 2010 Space Commander, written by Stuart Price, movement direction by Morgan Runacre Temple, and additional direction by David Beck. Produced by Marielle Runacre Temple and Fran Kirkham. Engineered by Matt Blair and Tashari King. Editing and post-production by Matt Blair. Starring Jessica Dennis as Google, Richard Holt as Tandon, Richard Booth as Miggs, Kitty Chapman as Black, David Beck as Max, Neil Frost